أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. In the previous ayats, extensively Allah Ta'ala explained His great qudrat, and in there His great ni'mat on mankind also. And the primary thing for all this is to recognize Allah. First to remember Allah, to recognize Him. And then use the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But now Allah Ta'ala explains these people, especially the people of Makkah generally, did not accept these clear signs which are so clear to them. They did not accept and they refuted. And they did not listen to the Nabi. They did not listen to normal human morality, which all humans, they themselves also regarded as a virtuous thing, as a superior thing, like spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But when they were told by Allah Ta'ala, they refuted. So they had this great inbuilt enmity of Islam, of the Quran Sharif, of Allah Ta'ala and of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. اور جب کہتے ہیں ان کو بچو اس سے جو تمہارے سامنے آتا ہے اور جو پیچھے چھوڑتے ہو شاید تم پر رحم ہو. Allah encourages to bring iman, and when it was told to them, fear that which is coming in front of you and that which is behind you, then perhaps mercy will be shown to you. You will get the tawfiq of bringing iman. That which is coming in front of you, azab of Allah Ta'ala in the future, in this world also. When a person is disobedient to Allah, he should fear the punishment and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. And the punishment in the year after, which is coming in front. The punishment in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, the punishment in Jahannam, a person should fear that. And that which is behind you, that is the conditions which you will leave behind in the world. So whether it is in front or the conditions of behind, or the people of before, like the people of Ad, Thamud, and how many lessons we have to learn, what punishments of Allah and Azab came in this world. So when it is told to them, fear all this so that you might Allah shows mercy upon you. And the sign of Allah's mercy is that a person brings iman, he is obedient to Allah, obeys the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. اور کوئی حکم نہیں پہنچا ان کو اپنے رب کے حکموں سے. But however they were such that whenever any command of Allah came to them, whether it was this command that fear the wrath and punishment of Allah Ta'ala, or any other command also, إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِذِينَ, جس کو وہ تلاتے نہ ہو. There wasn't any, but they turned their faces from it. They did not pay any attention. They made as though they hardly heard it. And like a don't care attitude completely. They should not have any feeling for it whatsoever. We also should fear many times when we are sitting in a bayan also. Many of us, when there are bayans, we don't come to the bayans also. And when we do come, we show what our face that we are not interested. We are looking down, we are staring up in the sky, just blankly we are staring. We show that we have got no interest. That's a quality of not only the kafirs, but the very hardcore kafirs. We should not have that quality. Whenever the talk of deen comes, if a jamaat comes to our door, let us not be smoking and blow smoke in their faces, for example. Or we look around and we make as if we are not interested. When the talks of deen are told to a mu'min, he should show great interest in that. On that, Allah Ta'ala has promised that Allah will show His mercy. Allah will open His heart. But if we show we don't care, we are not interested, there are more than enough bayan carrying on. We can go on the internet and we can hear whatever bayan we want to. We don't have to go to this bayan. When we have that attitude, Allah also closes the doors, and then the goodness does not come into our heart. So these people turn their faces. And in other ayats it come even worse than that. They used to make a joke out of it. And they should make a mockery out of the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. We also should fear that sometimes when something is said, we can't understand it, and we make a joke about it, or we make a joke about the person who said it. This is also a dangerous thing. We should find out, and we should try and understand. And if it doesn't make sense to us, we should keep quiet, but we shouldn't make a joke and a mockery of anything of deen or the person who said it. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ اور جب کہتے ان کو خرج کرو کچھ اللہ کا دیا. And when it was also told to them, spend from the poor of that which Allah has given you. Allah has made you rich and given you wealth, spend of it on the poor also. قال الذين كفروا كهته منكر. Then these non-believers on such occasions used to say, للذين آمنوا إيمان والوكو. To the people who believe, أنطعموا من لو يشاء الله أطعم. ہم کیوں کھلائے ایسے کو کہ اللہ چاہتا تو اس کو کھلا دیتا. Why must we feed such people that if Allah wanted, He should have fed them? This ayat was revealed on the occasion when on one occasion Abu Jahl met Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a very free hand in spending on the poor and needy. So Abu Jahl asked him, why do you spend on these people? He said that they are poor, they are in need, Allah has given us, Allah has kept a share for them in our wealth, we must spend on them. Then Abu Jahl said, if Allah wanted to, He should have fed them. You are feeding those people whom Allah doesn't want to feed. You are doing wrong. You are making zulam, which is told in the ayah in front, in antum illa fi dhalalim mubin, that you are in open misguidance, that you are feeding those people whom Allah is not feeding, whom Allah does not want to feed. Why must you go against the wishes and commands of Allah? Na'uzu billah. How shaitan misled him, and what in a religious way, how he put him completely on the wrong track. This also we should be very careful. Shaitan will come to pious people, to ulama, not in the form of dunya, but in the name of deen he will come. And he told them that whom Allah doesn't want to feed, you feeding those people, so you doing against the wishes of Allah. On that Allah revealed this ayat that they say that why must we feed those people whom Allah wants to keep hungry? Allah wants them to stay hungry, let them stay hungry. Why must we feed them? So that should not be the case. We should understand the system of the world Allah has made, which is really beyond our comprehension. But Allah, whatever any person has got, a wealthy person also, it is given by Allah Ta'ala. Any person who thinks it's my own working and my own earning, he is in a great, great fool's paradise, and he's just in a dream world. It is Allah who has given it. And Allah made it such that He has kept some wealthy, some poor, so that the wealthy will spend on the poor. And the system of Allah is so perfect that, for example, if all were wealthy, nobody should want to work for another person. How should the rich people's work? All are rich. Who should work for them? So Allah has kept some people poor. They will go to the rich and work for them. So the rich people's work gets done. The poor are in need of money. The rich will pay them and their work will get done. So Allah has kept the system. So Allah has kept the rich and the poor also. In the share of the rich, Allah has kept a share for the poor people. And it is the duty of the rich, not the duty of the poor, to come and beg and ask, but the duty of the rich to go to the poor and give them. This is also one simple solution, but it is too simple for us to accept, that if the rich will go to the poor won't come and steal from the poor, from the rich. But since we are not giving them, and we are living beyond our means, and they live below their means, so therefore, naturally, human nature, they also want a share. We are not giving it to them legally and properly. They are coming to take it from us illegally. So Allah has made the system. And if we maintain the system, we will find peace for everyone. dignity and honor for everyone as also. And وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ اور کہتے ہیں کب ہوگا یہ وعدہ اگر تم سچے ہو. Another thing which they could not comprehend and which they should make a joke about, that when will Qiyamah come? Anything when they haven't got answers, then they will ask, when will Qiyamah come? When is Allah's azab going to come? So that should not be our condition either. We should be preparing for Qiyamah, not asking what have we prepared that we are waiting for Qiyamah. And our Qiyamah is our maut. Then our Qiyamah starts already. So we should be preparing all the time. So yeah, there are great lessons for us that these bad qualities of the kuffar must not creep into us, and we have such qualities. May Allah save us and make us always heed the call of deen and to spend on the poor and needy as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.